From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo meets United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed in Abu Dhabi. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin provides social assistance for West Nusa Tenggara. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo met President of the United Arab Emirates Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed bin Sultan Al Nahyan at the Al Shati Palace in Abu Dhabi on Friday. In his introductory remarks, he lauded the United Arab Emirates President for the friendly relationship between Indonesia and that country, which has continued to improve amid the current challenging situation. The two leaders also exchanged memorandum of understanding documents for cooperation in the fields of trade, climate change, health, maritime and fisheries, defense, education and ports. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin handed over the social assistance, basic necessities and cooking oil assistance to the West Nusa Tenggara Provincial Government on Friday, July the 1st. The assistance was symbolically handed over to the governor of the province, Zulkifli Mansyah. The vice president also said this is part of the government's commitment and it is the government's obligation to provide social protection to people who are in need and to empower the community so that they can be independent. He hopes that the assistance would be used as much as possible for families in the province. The Indonesia-United Arab Emirates Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement was finally signed only 9 months after it was launched by the ministers of trade of the two countries. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Friday, July the 1st, the signing of the agreement was carried out by the Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan and Minister of Economy of the United Arab Emirates Abdullah bin Tok Al-Mari. The signing coincided with the working visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo. The signing is a historic moment because this is the first time Indonesia has a trade agreement with a country in the Gulf region. Minister Zulkifli Hasan said that this agreement is Indonesia's entry point to the United Arab Emirates, which is a hub for increasing export to non-traditional destination countries such as the Gulf countries, Middle East, Africa and South Asia. He hopes that the agreement can further accelerate efforts to recover the economy after the COVID-19 pandemic and increase Indonesia's competitiveness. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. At least 21 people, including one child, have died in overnight Russian missile strikes on Ukraine's southern Odessa region, Ukrainian officials say. The state emergency services says 16 people were killed in a 9-story building hit by one missile in the village of Servivlivka. And another 5 people, including the child, were killed in a separate strike on a holiday resort in the village. Russia has fired dozens of missiles on Ukrainian cities in the past few days. On Friday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov again denied that Russia was hitting civilian targets. China's one country, two systems model of ruling Hong Kong has worked in protecting the city and must continue long term. This was stated by President Xi Jinping. The Chinese leader mounted a stern defense of the political system in a speech in Hong Kong following recent international criticism. Hong Kong is marking 25 years since Britain returned the city to China. It is under tight security as it hosts Xi Jinping, who is on his first trip outside of the mainland in 2 years. Under one country, two systems, Hong Kong is supposed to be governed in a way that gives it a high degree of autonomy and protects freedom of speech and assembly and other rights not found in the mainland China. The World Health Organization called on Friday, July the 1st, for urgent action to prevent the spread of monkeypox in Europe, noting that cases had tripled there over the past 2 weeks. Since early May, a surge in monkeypox cases has been detected outside West and Central African countries where the viral disease is endemic. WHO regional director for Europe, Hans-Henri Kluck, said 90% of all laboratory confirmed cases registered worldwide, or 4,500 infections, are in Europe. Rescuers in India's northeast have recovered 20 bodies from the site of a landslide that buried a railway construction camp, the army said Friday, after a second day of search efforts. Security forces and disaster relief teams are still racing to rescue dozens more feared trapped under debris at the site of the incident in Manipur state. Most victims were reserve soldiers from the territorial army who had been working on the railway project. An army statement said that 18 people had been safely recovered so far, while 15 reservists and 29 civilians were still missing. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. Researchers from the Bogor Agricultural Institute, or IPB, together with the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, launched a forest and land fire prevention patrol information system based on mobile applications and websites. In the launch of the Forest and Land Fire Prevention Patrol Information System, carried out on Wednesday, June the 29th, IPB Rector Arif Satria said, natural resource management in the future, including forest fire prevention, requires digital technology to identify and monitor the distribution of vulnerable points. He also conveyed that the system that will be used by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry complements other innovations that have also been carried out, namely technology regarding the prediction of forest fires 6 months earlier. The next news comes from Banjarnegara, Central Java. The phenomenon of frost, or known as upas dew, began to appear in the Dieng Plateau, Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, along with a decrease in air temperature in the region. The head of the tourism awareness group Dieng Pandawa, Ali Frauzi, in Banjarnegara on Thursday said the phenomenon of upas dew began to be seen on Thursday morning around the Arjuna Temple complex. He further explained that thick upas dew had caused many potato plants in Dieng died. However, the phenomenon of upas dew is a special attraction for tourists because the Dieng Plateau tourist area seems to be covered with snow. Indonesia, as a tropical country, has never seen snow all year long since it only has two seasons, dry and rainy seasons, no winter. The next news comes from Bengkalis, Riau. Head of the Class 2 Immigration Office of Bengkalis, Dimas Pramudito, stated that Bandar Sri Setia Raja International Port, Bengkalis, is back to serve shipping from Bengkalis to Muar, Malaysia, after it was stopped due to the COVID-19 outbreak in 2020. In a statement last Wednesday, he said Bengkalis Immigration is ready to serve people who want to travel abroad, including those who want to enter Indonesia through Bengkalis. According to Dimas, people enthusiasm looks very high with the opening of the international door from Bengkalis. Many would travel to Malaysia for visiting relatives or traveling, doing business, and for medical purposes. That was news from across Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on July 2, 2004, when Muchtar Lubis passed away. Muchtar Lubis was a well-known journalist and author from Indonesia. He was a graduate of HIS and Tanam Kayu School of Economics in West Sumatra, who studied journalism and several foreign languages by himself. Since the time of the Japanese occupation, he has been in the field of illumination. Muchtar Lubis established Antara News Agency, then founded and led the daily Indonesia Raya, which had been banned from publication. Along with his friends, Muchtar Lubis also published the literary magazine Horizon. During the Sukarno regime, he was imprisoned for almost 9 years and was released in 1966. His thoughts while in prison were written in the book Catatan Subversif in 1980. Mukhtar Lubis died at the age of 82 due to illness. Let's move on to the event on July 2, 1997, when the Thai government floated the baht exchange rate. The 1997 Asian financial crisis began next day. The Asian financial crisis started on July 2, 1997. This crisis started in Thailand due to the lack of foreign exchange that could maintain its anchor to the United States dollar and the fall in the value of baht. The Thai government was forced to float the value of the baht currency. The Asian financial crisis was a period of financial crisis that hit almost all of East Asia in July 1997. And cause panic, and even the world economy will collapse due to financial contagion. We end today in history with the event on July 2, 1976 about North and South Vietnam united to form the Socialist Republic of Vietnam. The division of Vietnam into two countries began with the Indochina War, which resulted in the emergence of the Vietnam War between national groups such as the Viet Minh in Ho Chi Minh and colonial groups or Japan and France. Since 1946, the French Indochina War lasted for 8 years. The war ended with the crushing defeat of France and victory by the Viet Minh at the Battle of Dien Bien Phu around May 1954. Quoted from the Encyclopedia Britannica in July 1954, the last Geneva Accords were drawn up. After the collapse of the government of South Vietnam on April 13, 1975, these two countries were finally united. Officially, South Vietnam and North Vietnam united on July 2, 1976, becoming the state of the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, or just Vietnam. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。Evite
la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
jangan cemberut 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 begitu, merengut 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 nanti kau cepat keriput. Ayo senyum 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 sedikit sedikit, senyum saja bisa mencerahkan hariku.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on President Joko Widodo's visit to Ukraine, a manifestation of Indonesia's concern for Ukraine. Indonesian President Joko Widodo held a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Mariinsky Palace, Kyiv, Ukraine, on Wednesday, June 29. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo said that his visit to Ukraine was a manifestation of the concern of the Indonesian people for Ukraine. He also emphasized Indonesia's position regarding the importance of respect for sovereign and territorial integrity. Although it is still very difficult to achieve, President Joko Widodo also conveyed the importance of a peaceful settlement and said that the spirit of peace must never fade. In this regard, President Joko Widodo offered to bring a message from President Zelensky to President Putin, which he will visit soon. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also expressed his concern for the impact of war on humanity. With existing capabilities, Indonesian people and government are trying to contribute aid, including medicines and commitments to reconstruct hospitals around Kyiv. In addition, President Joko Widodo also acknowledged the importance of Ukraine for the world food supply chain. According to him, all efforts must be made so that Ukraine can resume exporting food. He emphasized that it is important for all parties to provide security guarantees for the smooth export of Ukrainian food, including through seaports, adding that Indonesia supports the efforts of the United Nations in this regard. On the occasion, the Indonesian head of state again conveyed a direct invitation to President Zelensky to participate in the G20 summit, which will be held in November this year in Bali, Indonesia. Coinciding with 30 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Ukraine this year, President Joko Widodo conveyed Indonesia's commitment to continue to strengthen better cooperation between the two countries. Meanwhile, President Zelensky expressed his appreciation for President Joko Widodo's presence in Ukraine. According to him, this is the first visit by a leader of an Asian country to Ukraine since the invasion of Ukraine. On the occasion, President Zelensky also invited Indonesian businesses to participate in the post-war reconstruction of Ukraine. Well, that was My Indonesia today.
hangat mentari sore ini. Aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam. Sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri. Masih terasa
International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Mandai, a typical food of Banjar from South Kalimantan. Talking about unique cuisines in Indonesia, one should know one dish from South Kalimantan, namely Mandai. Besides being the pride of the people of Banjar, Mandai is an authentic food that cannot be found in other provinces. Mandai is a typical food of South Kalimantan, which is made from fermented cempedak fruit skin. Initially, this dish appeared because of the habits of people of Banjar who like to eat fish. But when the dry season arrives, the sea water recedes and fish is difficult to catch. Finally, they got the idea to process cempedak fruit. Why was cempedak fruit chosen? This is because cempedak fruit is very abundant in Banjar land. At last, mandai is created as an alternative culinary of fish. The main ingredient of mandai is the inner skin of the cempedak, which looks like cork, while the outer skin must be peeled off. If it is clean, skin will be immediately cut into pieces. Then put it in a jar that already contains a mixture of salt water. Then it is soaked for 3 days or even more than a month. The skin can be durable, and the fermentation process may soften the skin of the fruit. Moreover, the longer it is fermented, the more special the taste is. Usually, mandai must be processed before being eaten. One of the ways is by frying it. To make it, you need to prepare the spices first by mashing the onion, garlic, and chili. Then fry the cempedak skin with the spices over medium heat. When it is well cooked, fried mandai can be eaten with warm rice. Mandai is not only fibrous, but also chewy, mushy, and delicious. Even many people of Banjar eat mandai with dried squid or meat. Besides, mandai also includes a source of carbohydrates, protein, fat, calcium, and phosphor. In fact, the cempedak skin, which is usually thrown away, can be turned into a delicious side dish. If you visit Tanah Banjar, please don't forget to try mandai. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. I am Ahmad Faisal.
Terima kasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listeners, Indonesian people are talking about Nasi Darias Qasidah Islamic pop music group from Indonesia after going viral in the social media with the performance at the Documenta 15 Germany on June 18, 2022. Nasi Darias successfully steals the audience's attention with their hit songs such as Kota Santri, Dunia Dalam Berita, Bom Nuklir, and Perdamaian. Nasi Darias also performed some songs in Arabic. In their performance, the lyrics of the songs were displayed on two screens, one in Indonesian and one in German, so that the meaning of the songs could be understood by the audience. Even though the music genre performed by Nasi Darias is still unfamiliar to the audience, it did not lower the enthusiasm of the audience as seen in the videos of Nasi Darias' performance on Documenta 15. Documenta 15 itself is a contemporary art exhibition held every 5 years in Kassel, Germany. Officially opened on June 18, 2022, this event will last for 100 days until September 25, 2022. The opening was held at the Museum Friderikianium and Documenta Hall. Documenta 15 was first held in 1955 and part of the Federal Horticultural Show, which seek to encourage the art movement that had been slowing down after the Second World War. Nasi Darias managed to show skills at the event thanks to Ruang Rupa as the art director. The art exhibition is also a series of activities to celebrate the 70th anniversary of Indonesia and Germany diplomatic relations. Documenta 15 is not the first international performance of Nasi Darias. Since the beginning of their career, this Qasidah group has performed twice in Germany, to be precise at the Die Garten des Islam, an Islamic cultural festival in 1994, and in 1996 at the Heimatland Festival. Nasi Darias performed abroad for the first time in 1988 to celebrate the Islamic New Year in Malaysia. The music group Nasi Darias was formed in Semarang, Central Java, in 1975 by a teacher named H.M. Zain. By gathering his 9 students to become a band, H.M. Zain started training the band and holding some performances. Initially, the song lyrics were mostly in Arabic, but a scholar suggested that Nasi Darias change the lyrics of the songs to Indonesian and change the performance style until they finally get success. Well, listener, that was miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Sewindu sudah, ku tak mendengar suaramu. Ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah, kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku. Belum sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From New York.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Senja di Pelabuhan Ratu by Sundari Sukojo. This song was composed by Acep Jamaluddin, which tells about unforgettable memories in the past when he visited Pelabuhan Ratu in West Java. These memories occurred when the lover's idol was still together. This song also describes very beautiful views of Pelabuhan Ratu. The verdant palm trees surrounded by seagulls make the atmosphere even more serene. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukojo with the keroncong song Senja di Pelabuhan Ratu. Enjoy!
Sananya memikat kalabu,
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.